Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 11, 2021. Executive Council, April 19, 2021. The Executive Council met on April 19, 2021. The following are agenda items approved by the Council. The Council approved a request from the Attorney General's Office for the payment of expenses pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.10 in the amount of approximately $14,000. The Council approved a request from the Department of Public Defense, Iowa National Guard, for a land patent transfer of 2.6 acres to Johnson County pursuant to Iowa Code Section 29A.57. The Council approved two lease amendments to reflect ownership changes in the lease agreements for barge fleeting areas in Clayton County. The Council approved the payment of cost items totaling approximately $39,000 for the following purposes: approximately $15,000 to the Iowa Communications Network for repair costs due to cable damage in Ringgold County, approximately $15,000 from the Unclaimed Property Fund to Loeb and Loeb LLP in respect to Inri Dyke Holding Corporation, approximately $200 from the Iowa Department of Human Services to the Davis Brown Law Firm for special counsel for copyright, trademark, and patent issues, approximately $900 from Iowa PBS to Gray Miller Persh LLP, approximately $2,000 from the Attorney General's Office Forfeiture Fund for special counsel for the Criminal Appeals Division of the Iowa Attorney General's Office, and approximately $6,000 from the Second Injury Fund for legal fees to various law firms. The Council took note of the following informational items: the status of state aid allocations quarterly update, and notice pursuant to Iowa Code Section 12.30 that the competitive selection process was waived regarding the 2021 series tobacco bonds. The Council approved an emergency allocation of approximately $1.5 million pursuant to Iowa Code Section 29C.20 to the Department of Transportation for damaged buildings due to the 2020 derecho. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5270.